Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning into the Liberty Report. With me today is Daniel McAdams. Daniel, good to see you.
Good to see you, Dr. Paul.
Good. Well, it looks like an issue in the news right now has to do with politics. Of course, this is not a political show. This is something over and above politics, but politics is certainly involved. And this has to do with the bickering going on between Republicans and Democrats, who's spying on whom and who are the guilty parties. But it's getting to be pretty raucous here on this. And this was the recent revelation by some who show that Susan Rice unmasked the Trump position, and she, though at the time was running NSA, she was the one that they are saying may well have been the one that was doing the spying. You know, Trump always said, they've been spying on me. They've been spying on me. They've been wired. They've wired me. Well, that's an old-fashioned term, but you know, the NSA surveillance and all the surveillance that go on is so massive, and so many agencies are involved that everybody's wired. We're wired. They might even watch our show for all we know. But this looks like now that it could be a serious political matter. It may have shifted more in favor of the Republicans than the Democrats. I would think that Trump is breathing a little bit better today. Mm-hmm. At the same time, there's a lot of laws that can be looked into. They tend to not pay much attention to the ultimate law, the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, mm-hmm. but they have other regulations that you're supposed to follow if you're spying on everybody, who gets to see what when. And that seems to be the big issue. But it looks like that's going to continue for a while, and it looks like there will be some sorting out. But I think the atmosphere, certainly in the last 24 hours, has shifted away from the Republicans being on the defensive, and maybe it looks like they'll be more on the offensive.
Yeah, and it's certainly, there's so many threads to pull from this, and there's so many important angles, I think. And a lot of it goes back, of course, to Patriot Act and to the FISA amendments of 2008, specifically the 702, which we've talked about before, which allows the NSA to listen in when an American is talking to a non-American overseas, but they mask the identity of the American to protect his identity, and is very highly classified. So the allegation is that as national security advisor to President Obama, Susan Rice went in and sought to get these unmasked so she could find out who's talking to who. And the allegation further says that these Trump team people, when they were talking to others, who we don't even know that they were overseas, maybe they weren't, but this was not a counterintelligence type of operation. So they weren't talking to Russians about doing spy things, you know, it was something else. These are the allegations. Once they unmasked the names, apparently according to the reporting, these names were shared throughout Obama's NSC staff, the Department of Defense, Clapper, the National Director of National Intelligence, and John Brennan, the CIA director. So they all had all of these goodies. And then what happened next with it?
And the big question is if they are guilty of what people are inferring that they may well be doing something illegal, what are the odds of them being prosecuted and suffering the consequences? And that's another question, because there was a lot of talk about Hillary having broken the laws, mm-hmm. and with her foundation all when she was in office and passing out favors, but I don't hear too much of that. So this is very much political, but it also reveals how devastatingly dangerous the surveillance state is, something that I've talked about for a few years, because I just don't think the government should be spying on us. But when you have an empire, and when you're in all these countries, and you have a lot of enemies, because even though we're doing good around the world, and mm-hmm. we're the saviors of the world, there's a few people that resent it. And then you have the politics here, and there's always reasons for somebody to abuse it. But this looks like, you know, it's out of control. The surveillance is out of control. The rules haven't really sufficed, because if somebody is in the know and they want to use it politically, they do. And then if you have the media on your side to spin the events, that is also, you know, enters into a factor because, you know, if you listen to the news, of course, it's all Trump's fault and Trump did it. And Trump is just making up these stories. But right now, I think it's revelation how dangerous the surveillance state is. And for me, that is a contradiction to living in a free society. And this is not brand new. I think my first concern was actually in the 70s when they started, you know, with the Bank Secrecy Act. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, oh, they're going to keep our bank account secret. No, they're going to make sure the government knows everything you do. So that's been, 40 years ago. It's steadily expanded, like, on that. And there's more power, and especially expansion after 9/11 with the Patriot Act and the FISA courts. And there's always the discussion of a threat, and then say, well, we'll write a rule to contain abuse. But it seems like those rules are written to be broken.
Yeah, and it's, the other thing is the whole issue of reform. As you pointed out many times, the whole FISA Act was in response to what was uncovered in the Church Committee hearings about the abuses of the CIA. So it was supposed to rein in the CIA, and what it did is it actually enabled them to spy on us easier.
Yeah, they're always worrying about the wars going on, and that is a concern. But I don't like the war of our own government against our people, because I don't fear another government taking over the United States. The odds of that happening under today's circumstances are pretty, pretty remote, and then destroying our liberties. And most Americans agree with what I'm saying. They say, you know, your greatest threat of losing your liberties will be from our own government because of the regulations that they have and the spying on what we do and the politicization of what's going on, the special interests. And that's where we lose our liberties. And I think that we're in a war against those who believe that we have to have this. But it's gotten a lot worse because people get very, very frightened, and they think many people are convinced that you have to sacrifice liberty to be safe. Mm. And once you accept that, how much sacrifice are you going to give, and how safe do you have to be? If it's perfect safety, you have perfect destruction of liberty.
You know, it's tempting to sit back and kind of chuckle at Washington elites having nervous breakdowns over spying on each other, you know, because usually it's us that they wanted to spy on. And now that they're all spying on each other, that's the only time they notice it. We were talking off camera about Dianne Feinstein, who was all for spying on the rest of us. Then she found out that the CIA was spying on her own staff as they prepared the CIA torture report. Suddenly it wasn't so funny anymore.
Yeah, but did she deal with the big picture afterwards, or did she just get some satisfaction from complaining and I won't do that again to a senator and this sort of thing? Because I don't think she's on the side of the libertarians on privacy at this point.
It's just like Trump. He didn't take the real lesson from this, which is we shouldn't be spying on people. It's not who we are. It's just, hey, don't spy on me.
Yeah,
that's not fair.
Yeah. So, but the goal always is, humanitarian. It has to be for the good of the country. It has to be for the safety of the country. And this is so necessary. But this looks like this is going to be around a while. You know, a lot of it is superficial. But today I got to thinking, this is going to be with us for a while. And then what are they going to do about it? There has been a suggestion that she be called before the Senate and testify under oath of how she did this and what she did and who was involved. And other people have suggested, well, we need a commission, an independent commission. Well, if I had to pick between the two, I would say the House and the Senate ought to do their investigations a long time before they get a so-called independent commission.
Yeah.
Because in my own experience, in my lifetime, as well as in history, commissions aren't generally the way you get to the bottom of it. I've argued that we'll get to the bottom and the truth of all this much faster. We talked to and gave some credibility to Ed Snowden and Julian Assange. Maybe they would reveal exactly what's going on.
more whistleblowers.
And right.
The commission is always the lowest common denominator, too. It's the least controversial figure. But, you know, the other aspect of this that we haven't touched on yet, and again, this is speculation, but the whole idea of the Russia-Trump connection, the Putin-Trump connection, this whole business of them being tied up with the Russians may well be a cover-up for what they actually did themselves, which is spying on the Trump campaign. So there's that element to it. I could see, and we both read Matt Taibbi's article today about how this is, and Matt Taibbi is no friend of Putin. I mean, he's been a very strong critic of Putin, and he's saying this thing has gotten out of hand. This hysteria is so bad that if you question the hysteria, you're part of the plot.
But maybe the hysteria is what they want, because like you mentioned or indicate, that if we concentrate on the hysteria of the two factions on Trump versus Putin and this sort of thing, or how did they collude, then they're missing the whole thing. Where did this information come from, and was there some real shenanigans going on? And right now, it's looking like there was some shenanigans going on because they're talking about evidence now of having big spreadsheets and looking at massive number of names. It's just, you know, searching and searching and searching. But there's also been some reports, which may well be preliminary, that they have found nobody in the Trump organization. They found names who had conversations, but they can't find anything. They say, hey, they were talking about doing illegal things.
Yeah.
That hasn't been revealed yet. But I imagine they have a long way to go before you can really say that.
And the other interesting thing is the reaction of the mainstream media to this. It's really ignored. It didn't happen. I was looking at Don Lemon on CNN, who definitely carries water for one side. Tell me if you think this sounds like a legitimate news organization. We're not going to insult your intelligence by pretending the story is legitimate. But isn't there a job to sort of dig into it and see if there's anything there and maybe prove it illegitimate? I mean, so we're not going to even bring you the story. Don't worry, we're not going to bother you with it.
Well, maybe there's a possibility that they have a political bias. Could that be possible? But what do we do when we get into these debates on just to whom we're going to believe? You get into, well, which TV station are you going to turn into? But the propaganda is out there. You know, which station can we tune into and hear the constitutional arguments and the practical arguments of this spying is unnecessary. It's used for nefarious reasons more so than anything else, and not for protecting our liberties. You know, I frequently will say, you know, the government is supposed to be open. They're not supposed to have their secrets, and they're supposed to be protecting our privacy. But in all this mess, and this is reveals, why do they know so much about everybody? You know, and the statement that has been put out, it might have been Assange that said, they have records on everybody. So nobody can assume that they are on a conversation or on their internet, that it's somewhere that isn't being recorded.
Yeah, indeed. But I think Senator Paul had it right, and you sort of alluded to it without mentioning the name. But he did say that Susan Rice should be called to testify before the Senate, the House of the Senate, under oath, and let's get some of the questions answered rather than all the speculation.
Yeah, I think that would be a good starter. And remember, if she has nothing to hide, why not?
Nothing to fear, yeah.
Nothing to lie. Just come on and tell us exactly what was going on. So how would you summarize this little deal that's going on right now, and where is it going to go?
Well, it's inevitable when you have a surveillance state that the revolution will eat its young. You know, they will start surveilling each other, and we all lose our liberties.
There you go. And I just once again want to emphasize the fact that the government is out of control. The government does more to destroy our privacy and our liberties, and it's our own government that's at fault. And so much of this is a consequence of our internationalism, this approach that we have an empire and we have to know what everybody's doing. We even spy on our so-called allies on what their conversations are. I cannot imagine why they put up with that. They hear about, we were listening to one of our allies, the president of their country, and they sort of put it aside because we have the biggest army and we have control of the financial empire. But that's coming to an end, and things will change, and we ought to prepare for that. It would be nice if we could state our basic principles that we should be striving for, and that is the protection of personal liberty and the understanding of how free markets work and how it's so disastrous to have a central bank that can control things by printing the money anytime they need it. That'll all come to an end, and we'll have our chance to present our case for living in a free society. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today to the Liberty Report. Please come back soon.